But I thought maybe we were going to try and get him in the top five and top ten. I don't know how you get him to
Yeah,
second
I think
best.
I got that. Correct
He's
me if I'm
number one
wrong, because
Superman.
I might have come in the middle of the conversation, but I'm pretty sure that was the case that he was making. He was mentioning, and I don't know if there was an era, or best of his era, if there was a cutoff in there. I don't want to misrepresent what Danny said, but I believe I was sitting in the Jewel parking lot that was the gist of it. He's a big fan.
Yes, he is.
Well, and he's correct to be so. I mean, Andy Reid is an outstanding football coach. You know, this is a guy who went to five straight NFC title games, and one of the reasons that he got knocked a little bit was because he only won one of them and only got to that one Super Bowl in Jacksonville in 04. But you look at the games he's won, over 200 NFL games. You know, if you want to go strictly on games won, on victories, you'll get him. I think he's around top five or top six, seven, something like that. I can barely think of more than four or five guys with 200 wins. So, you know, he's on a pretty short list. But I think, you know, he's not one of these guys who you can make the argument, well, he did a great job coaching, but he didn't have the talent. I mean, you know, all those years that he was getting those NFC title games,